Hello, everybody. This is Joseph Pathick of barnburner.ca. Our twice daily Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app. Welcome to the On the Mat Wrestling Show, a SmackDown recap for Tuesday, March 12th. SmackDown this week came to you from Dayton, Ohio, with Giancarlo Elvino. Giancarlo, what did you think of SmackDown this week?
Yeah, I liked it. Much like Raw, it was a promo-heavy show, a lot of recap from the pay-per-view, and they're setting up for WrestleMania, so they got all these promos going down, and I liked how they built up some of these matches that I'm sure we'll get into later, but the first opening segment with Shane McMahon, I thought, was a really good indicator of just how his ego is going to be played into this whole build-up, how he came up with the Best in the World trophy. He asked the announcer to say his name with conviction. He said that a few times, and he ran down the Miz and saying that he's going to give him a Best in the World beating at WrestleMania. So that was a good kickoff to the show tonight.
All right, and a great way to open the show with an eight-man tag. The Hardys teaming up with Ricochet and Aleister Black against The Bar, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Rusev. Go ahead, Giancarlo.
Yeah, this match I didn't see a problem with. I thought it was an okay tag team match. We saw some fresh combinations in there with Ricochet and Rusev, Shinsuke Nakamura and Aleister Black. I like that exchange they had. And Matt Hardy, just he's starting into like Mick Foley now with the Faces of Foley. We got the Faces of Matt Hardy with the Delete thing and Matt Hardy version one. Then he's Hardy Boys Matt Hardy, so... that was great in how they set up them as formidable opponents, but the New Day came out and cleaned house that they're not taking their Kofi Kingston's being slighted from the main event scene lightly, and they made their presence felt by taking out all the tag teams in there tonight.
All right, and then backstage, the Usos said, welcome to the Uso Penitentiary, and then they sort of issued a challenge to the Hardy Boys, right, Giancarlo?
Yeah, and I think that's a great way to go for WrestleMania. You're talking about brothers like Matt and Jeff Hardy against brothers now like the Usos. The chemistry's going to be there. The past veterans and the Hardy Boys decorated tag team against arguably the best tag team right now in WWE and the Usos. So a really good, intriguing matchup for WrestleMania.
All right, then a great, great promo happened. Randy Orton in the ring calling out AJ Styles, saying he's an independent wrestler, he's a nobody, this is his house, he's been here since 2002, and then AJ Styles coming out. You know, Randy Orton reminds me of me. He is, like, there for a long time, superb 13-time champion, and AJ Styles is like you, but you're not phenomenal. You're like Barry Horowitz. The Barry Horowitz of phenomenal is Giancarlo Elvino. Steve Carney, shout out. Go ahead. Steve's from St. Petersburg, Barry Horowitz, and never mind. Go ahead, Giancarlo. What did you think of that segment? They made a match for WrestleMania as first reported by me in December. I like how other dirt sheets take my stuff, put it in December, and in March they say, oh, well, they reported it first. Can you believe that, Giancarlo?
I know. It's crazy. And I remember you do that episode in December. It was December 10th where you came on here, and we talked about some of the matches that were rumored for WrestleMania back then. And a big one you talked about was AJ and Randy Orton, which became official tonight. And I'm with you this segment tonight. I thought it was the show stealer. It was the most memorable part of tonight. Randy Orton usually comes on that robotic type promo where he talks really slow. This was like the legend killer Randy Orton, where he just ran down everything about AJ Styles. He even talked about, AJ Styles was down in Florida with Dixie Carter and getting a tan while he was winning WWE titles and main eventing with The Undertaker. And that caused AJ to come out and say that Randy Orton wouldn't make it on the independent circuit because his dad is really the whole reason why WWE even hired him in the first place. So these two veterans know how to put on a show at WrestleMania. They're really great in the ring. Two of the best on SmackDown. I think this match could be one of the show stealers at WrestleMania for sure, that many people are going to be talking about for years to come.
You know, AJ Styles was there with Dixie Carter as they were preparing with Steve Carney and Trey Downey their Talking Combat show, which you could check out on iHeartRadio WDAE. Now, yeah, that was a great, great promo there. Asuka then taking on Sonya Deville, 5 minutes, 30 seconds there. I got to see God's greatest creation, second God's greatest creation, of course, Mandy Rose. A little bit of friction there between Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, right, Giancarlo?
Yeah, and I thought it was kind of the same as what we saw on Sunday. Mandy Rose lifted up the apron and intentionally costed Sonya Deville the match, and it was the same kind of finish, except Asuka got her to tap out. And then after the match, Mandy's like looking at Sonya Deville, and was like all shocked, like, "Oh, did you think I actually meant to do that? Oh, you believe I wouldn't do that?" And it kind of symbolized that this team might be breaking up in the future. And I don't know. I think, in my opinion, I would rather see Sonya Deville go as a heel, because I think it would fit her character better. But you never know how Mandy Rose would be as a heel against the face Sonya Deville. So there's a good matchup that could be made for the women like that on SmackDown who aren't going to be in that main event feud like Becky or Charlotte.
All right. Then, you know, for everything good about the Randy Orton promo, we had Becky Lynch and Charlotte promo was horrible.
Yeah, that was awful. I don't know what they were thinking tonight. Just they haven't really picked it up since Fastlane. That match I thought was very forgetful. I think they should have just had – it would have been better served to have that on Tuesday night and have Vonda come out tonight and do that promo that she did last night. And we'd probably be talking about this more in a positive light. But I didn't like what I saw Sunday in that match with Vonda just coming out, and it was a weak payoff to the whole 3-week build-up to that. And tonight, this promo was a very forgetful part of the show. So it's not looking good right now. And I think the three women are going to have to really pick it up if they're going to want to close the show at WrestleMania.
Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan walk out of Vince McMahon's office. They say they have a tag team match tonight. You know, they did not. They said they talked to Vince about Kofi Kingston. We'll talk about it later. Samoa Joe and Andrade team up against Rey Mysterio and R-Truth. Now, Giancarlo, what was Rey Mysterio wearing? Was it PG? Was it?
I think it was like a Goldust tribute he was wearing, like the early mid-90s Goldust.
All right, tell them about the match.
These four men involved again. We saw that real good Fatal 4-Way last Tuesday night. They upped it up on Sunday night at Fastlane, and tonight they picked up right where they left off, a great match. And R-Truth, I like that he kept that John Cena five moves of doom with the five knuckle shuffle and the attitude adjustment going for everything. And the right team won here. Rey Mysterio got the roll up on Samoa Joe. So we could be seeing Rey Mysterio and Andrade, I think, involved in that United States title match with Samoa Joe. So it's going to be interesting on who is going to be, if Samoa Joe walks into WrestleMania still the champion, or if this will be another multi-man matchup.
All right. Then we got Daniel Bryan and Rowan versus Mustafa Ali and Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens back for, what, 2 weeks? Now he's like an afterthought. What is going on with the WWE?
Yeah, Kevin Owens coming back, and I don't know where they're going to go with him at WrestleMania, because Sami Zayn is still out. Mustafa Ali, I don't know if they would turn Kevin Owens heel right away, because he just turned face not too long ago when he got injured, and he came back now as a face. So Eric Rowan in this match was an added bonus, because we had that triple threat at Fastlane, but I wasn't too crazy about this match. It wasn't the greatest, and we saw Rowan come in, and he got the choke slam on Mustafa Ali, and he got the win tonight. So a booster for Eric Rowan, but for Daniel Bryan, Kevin Owens, and Mustafa Ali, it's all in the open right now.
All right, then Vince McMahon closes out the show, brings out, he's talking about how Kofi Kingston does not deserve to be in the main event spot. WrestleMania does not deserve to be in a championship match. That brings out the New Day with Kofi Kingston. Basically, they go back and forth. Kofi really cutting a good promo, saying, "What do I have to do? I haven't complained. My son lost his first teeth. I wasn't there. I haven't complained. I didn't see weddings. I didn't see bar mitzvahs. I don't listen to WDAE on iHeartRadio. I don't do anything." And then Randy Orton comes out. Samoa Joe comes out. Rowan comes out. The Bar come out next week on SmackDown for him to give a world championship match at WrestleMania. He has to beat all of them in a gauntlet match. So, Giancarlo, last month he wrestled an hour. I think next week he's going to wrestle an hour. I think he's going to win. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, Kofi, a really good, passionate promo. Big E with another passionate part of that promo when he started that off. The New Day, I don't think they're going to be at ringside for that. I think next week Vince McMahon will say something like that just to stack the odds against Kofi Kingston even more. But I think he's going to go over an hour next week. They're really going to establish him as a real top guy going into WrestleMania. I think the big payoff will happen at WrestleMania with Kofi finally capturing the title. And next week, he's got to beat The Bar, Eric Rowan, Samoa Joe, and Randy Orton. So a tough task for him. And at least SmackDown is going to be easy to write next week. One gauntlet match lasting over an hour and a half, maybe a promo. So it should be a great 2 hours of entertainment next week.
All right, here's the current card for WrestleMania 35, April 7th from the Meadowlands. AJ Styles, Randy Orton, The Usos, Hardys for the SmackDown titles, Miz versus Shane, Triple H versus Batista, No Holds Barred match, Seth versus Brock for the Universal title, Charlotte, Ronda, Becky for the Raw ladies title, Buddy Murphy that will defend the Cruiserweight title, probably in a pre-show match against the winner of the tournament, Kurt Angle, I hear it's against John Cena, Nia Jax, Tamina versus Beth, Natalya, and the Boston Hunt Connection, Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre, possibly Daniel Bryan versus Kofi for the world title. Alexa Bliss will be the host. Also, some news here that it looks like the WWE has signed Eminem to appear on SmackDown Live and more shows possibly at WrestleMania. Now, this is big, big news. You haven't heard it anywhere else. I hear the reason why Finn Balor lost the Intercontinental title is because they have huge plans for Finn Balor at WrestleMania. I don't know if he will win a world title. I don't know what's going to happen, but they have huge, huge plans for Finn Balor. I believe, and you saw this handshake on Raw, Seth Rollins possibly could be winning the or losing the Universal title match, but then Finn Balor comes out and takes out Brock Lesnar and forms an alliance with Paul Heyman. That's what I heard. I couldn't confirm it, but that is huge news. What do you see, Giancarlo?
Yeah, I think Finn Balor needs a new something new in his character. I think a heel Finn Balor we haven't seen. We saw that in New Japan when he was the leader of the Bullet Club. So if they can do something similar to that in WWE, I'd be all for it.
All right, Giancarlo, tell everybody how they get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino, and follow all my articles on barnbrenner.ca.
Thanks a lot, Giancarlo.